A proposal to build a massive chicken processing plant near Tonganoxie, Kansas, caused a huge uproar last year. The Tyson Project was promptly canceled, but soon after, some local elected officials were voted out of office. And as Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service reports, the ripple effects could continue in upcoming elections.
It's been roughly 9 months since this community erupted over news of a plan for a $300 million chicken processing facility, which was crafted behind closed doors. At the recent Tongi Days Festival, there was music and food, and with elections coming, Barbara Kramer said Tyson was still on her mind.
Absolutely, yes. I don't think it would have been the local population that would have been served by them.
Republican Jim Carlskint is the state representative for Tonganoxie. Even though Tyson has moved on, Carlskint is still hearing about it.
A lot of people are talking about it. It's an anxious issue that people don't want Tyson in the area, and I think there's a fear that they may attempt to come back. I personally don't think it's an issue any longer.
Carlskint was against the chicken plan from the start, and so was his primary challenger, Lance Neely. Democrat Thea Perry is campaigning about other issues. But things are different in the district next door. Democrat Stuart Sweeney is gunning for Republican Willie Dove's seat in the Kansas House.
Willie just wasn't out at the forefront. The ones that were, you knew where they were. They were out there. Willie was absent.
That's one reason Sweeney says he's running. He believes Dove only opposed the plant when it became a political liability.
Our homes and our families and our communities are not politics. This is where we live. This is what concerns the people of the 38th District.
After a lunch meeting with Republicans in Leavenworth, Dove says he was open-minded at first. He saw the Tyson Project as potential economic development, and he wanted more information before making a decision.
And that's one of the reasons why I think that some individuals feel that I was not strong enough about this issue. They don't vote for me to come out with a quick decision without getting the facts.
Dove says he did not like how the deal was created in secrecy, and he opposed the project after his constituents told him they did not want it. He says people misunderstood his position on the plant.
I had people sitting throwing things in my yard because they thought I was for it. Telephone calls that my wife said, no, he's not for it. He never said he was for it. But yet, some people says, oh, yes, you were.
After the plant proposal was stopped, incumbent city council members were voted out, and council member Kara Reed, a Democrat, says she was threatened for not coming out against the Tyson Project.
We're leaving. Our house is on the market. We've made other arrangements for our kids for schooling. I don't work in this community. You know, very shortly I won't be on city council anymore.
Politics are changing here since the Tyson controversy. The city council is now streaming its meetings on Facebook to be more transparent, and there's a petition to expand the county commission from 3 to 5 members. University of Kansas political scientist Patrick Miller says the House districts around Tonganoxie have been safe Republican seats, but they're a mix of rural and bedroom communities. Miller says a local issue like Tyson could move the politics closer to a tipping point.
If come election day, this is a surprising race or something that's unusually close, we might look back and say this seemed to be an important issue in, you know, changing how this district normally turns out.
Back at the Tongi Days Festival, campaign staff for State Senator Karen Tyson were working the crowd, and they were aware of the political winds. She's running for Congress, and Michael Murray was making it clear to people that Karen Tyson has no relation to the company Tyson.
We're here today to meet with folks and talk to them about the issues, and also to let them know that Karen ain't chicken. So we're differentiating ourselves from the slogan that's been in the local area.
That slogan was No Tyson. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.